时间交给那个
张丹迪兄。
如果是三个题目就有一点麻烦，因为安排我是第二个讲，现在变第一个讲，我得讲月圆了。好，感谢主。真的看到这个教会的变化，我们也一直为这个教会祷告，多年以来一直为这个教会祷告，所以一进门我看到这个节目单我就特别兴奋。从小处就看起，这个教会在变。
I can perceive the change of this church today just by looking at the bulletin。
明天是中国的中秋佳节，大家知道不知道旧约的祝棚节也是明天。
Do you know that tomorrow in the Old Testament there is a festival which coincides with this year, our Chinese New Year awesome festival? It's called the Festival of the Booth, B-O-O-T-H-S, Booth.
所以我借着祝棚节和中秋节跟大家分享一下我们家的概念。
I want to share with you about home through the Festival of the Booth and the Mid-Autumn Festival.
大家知道圣经最早提到节日是提到三个节日。
Bible mentioned earliest three festivals.
逾越节、五旬节、祝棚节。
Passover, the Festival of the Booth,
还有呢祝棚节。
第二个
五旬节。
Pentecost.
犹太人和中国人在很多地方很相像。
There's some similarity between the Jews and the Chinese.
比如他们也很注重家的概念。
They're very much.
但是他比中国人多了一个家。
They are very home-oriented, but the Jewish people have one more home.
今天我们的经文是：看那弟兄姐妹和睦同居，何等的善，何等的美。这是一个以色列人。他们从四面八方来到圣殿敬拜上帝，这个大的家庭的感觉。
As you can review our scripture reading today, it's an appeal for the Jewish people to come together.
对我们基督徒也是如此。
To us Christians, the same.
我们有小的家庭
，we have small home.、Family.
所以这是中国中秋节给我们寓意的团圆。
The Mid Autumn Festival talking about the union of the family.
我们还有大的家庭，我们的教会。
Our church is a bigger family.
这是主内的家。
Is a congregation.
圣经给我们很多传统。
The Bible gives us many traditions.
我们基督徒还有个天家。
There's a heaven.
到那时候，所有基督徒在一起来赞美我们的神。
Over there, all Christians come together to praise our God.
所以我们看看这个祝棚节和中秋节。
So today we look at the Festival of the Booth and the Mid-Autumn Festival.
以色列立法和中国的立法相近之处，他们都是有阴历。我们知道月亮历。
Both Jewish and Chinese use the lunar calendar.
所以以色列的每月的第一天，按圣经说叫月朔。月朔用中文说就是新月出现的时候。
Every first day of the month, according to the Jewish calendar, is the the time when the moon is the smallest.
大家知道中国的阴历初一是怎么定的吗？
You know how we design the first day of the month of the lunar calendar?
为什么我们中国人
不对不起啊 calendar?
为什么中国人不把月圆的那一天定为第一号呢？
Why don't you consider the day with the biggest full moon as the first day of the month?
为什么犹太人也不把月圆那天定为第一号呢？
How come the same thing happened to the Jews?
因为做不到。
They cannot do that.
这个地球，这个月亮围绕地球转，然后太阳照在地球上，会给月亮做出个阴影。这就是我们说月有阴晴圆缺。
That's why, at the moment when the Earth casts its shadow on the moon, we see a very slight, small slice of the moon.
圆月代表团圆。
The full moon, signify union.
犹太人很多团圆意欲团圆的节日也在元月的时候。
Jewish people have many union celebration of the union is on.
那么怎么定初一呢？
Full moon. How do we determine the first day of the month?
太阳 照在地球上会挡着一部分，然后照在月亮上，月亮反光给地球看到。当这个月亮转的时候，你会看到月亮开始的时候是这样的半圆，然后越来越大，越来越大，越来越大，到圆月，然后越来越小，越来越小，全挡到之后再出来的时候从这面开始了。开始的时候月亮是这样这样开始，然后越来越大，到十五变大了，然后越来越小，越来越小，最后全没有之后，一个新的月亮出现，月弯是这时的，大家会看，就是每一月的初一的时候，会月亮的弯度一个往这面，一个往这边，所以这个时候大家就好记啊，新月出现了，因为全挡上，新的月出现了，这个就叫圣经中的朔月。
As the moon transits through the shadow of the earth.It appears as a small slide until it gets out of the shadow, it becomes a full moon, and then it goes right into the shadow, and the curvature is in the opposite direction. So this is the way they determined where the beginning of the month is, and that is the...
如果大家熟读圣经的话，知道旧月月朔的时候是一个很重要的时候，就是新月出现了，代表一个新的开始。
New moon is an important time in the Old Testament.
然后犹太人呢，把他们的祝棚节，就是三大节日的一个节日叫祝棚节，就定到今天。按照我们今天的历呢是七月，按照犹太人的历法，犹太人是一月，犹太人的一月，犹太人的新年在犹太人的新年在七月，就是提示历月，是我们大约教会历的七月。然后在现在的历法呢，大约在。九月到十月之间是犹太人的新年。
The lunar calendar, Chinese lunar calendar, July, is about the time of the New Year of the Jewish calendar.
新年又他们又叫做吹角节，吹的号角。按照基督徒的说法，寓意着耶稣再来的时候，吹起号角，在主里死的人都要复活，在天上与主相见。所以这个吹角节是犹太的新年。
Also is a festival.
他们是提示历月，就他们的提示历月，就现在这个月的初一。
It's the festival also of the blowing of the horn.
然后再过十天，这个月再过十天，就是我们安息日会。很多安息日会教友非常清楚的一个非常多的研究的一个节日，一个日子叫赎罪日，就是这个月的初十。
And ten days from the beginning of the new year, the month is the day of atonement.
然后到这个月的十五，就是祝棚节。
On the 15th is the festival of the booth.
由于都在中秋节这个附近的月份，所以很巧合，我查了一些历法，很巧合，很多年没有犹太人的祝棚节和今年中国的中秋节恰逢同一天。
Several times as I investigate the calendar that the Mid-Autumn Festival just happened to coincide with the Festival of the Booth.
但是懂得点犹太历法的人知道，犹太人一天开始是在晚上，所以中秋节和犹太人的祝福节他们有交叉，是在明天晚上，因为明天晚上太阳下山是他们的祝福节开始，而我们明天今天晚上子夜过去就已经是中秋节了，所以他们有一部分交叉。
There is a slight overlap because Jewish according to Jewish calendar the day begins in the evening, so as we pass the mid-autumn festival that is also that become the dayOf the festival of the booth.
大家知道祝棚节是什么含义吗？
What's the implication of the festival of the booth?
祝棚节特别纪念神带领以色列离开埃及在旷野中的日子。
It commemorates God's bringing the Israelites out of Egypt in the desert.
为什么叫祝棚节呢？
Why is this festival of the booth?
因为以色列在那天的时候要建歌，他们的住的外面要建棚子，要建临时的棚子。
In a day in the desert, they had to establish some temporary dwellings.
然后他们七天会在棚子里住。
They will live in that temporary dwelling for 7 days.
在棚子里吃饭请客。
They will have eat. They will eat. They will have a feast.
这七天他们所读的经文都是诗篇第111篇到118篇。
They will read Psalm 110 to 118.
因为111篇诗篇中111篇到118篇在犹太人在旧约的传统中是赞美神的篇章
Psalm 111-118 are the Psalms of praise
为什么呢
Why?
因为特别在祝棚节中要纪念上帝与我们同在
Commemorate God is with us
尤其在我们艰难困苦的时刻
Particularly during time of difficulties,
神就在我旁边。
God is near.
我们中国人过中秋节，我们看到的是家庭的团圆。
In Chinese festival, we commemorate the union of the family.
我们忘了月有阴晴阳缺，圆缺。我们忘记了月亮有阴晴圆缺。
We forgot the different phases of the moon.
所以诗篇中国的诗中，此事古难全，就是。没有特别圆满的事情。
Chinese say that no matter when, there's never a perfect perfection.
但是在中国的中秋节纪念的时候，如果有祝棚节的含义，上帝与我们同在，意义就不一样了。
If the Mid-Autumn Festival has the same implication of the Jewish festival that God is with us, then there will be a different meaning altogether.
因为我们的神不是。晴天的神也不单是月圆的神我们的神是在我们生命的每一个低谷的时候每一个高潮每一个低谷的时候都与我们同在
Our God is not only the God of sunshine He's also the God when the conditions are not so good
有月圆就一定有月缺
There's a full moon There will be a small
所以说这就叫以马内利
That's why there's a term so Emmanuel
如果大家有的人还记得我在这讲过讲圣诞节的时候我说对圣经有研究的人都知道现在的圣诞节12月25号不是耶稣诞生的时候如果你很仔细研究就知道耶稣诞生在祝棚节
And if you study carefully Christ's birth is not Christmas December 23rd more close to the festival of the booth
正应验了所有旧约的指向
That fulfilled many indicators of the Old Testament.
就是我们的神在艰难困苦的时候与我们同在。
Our God is with us in our difficulties.
以色列以马内利这个预言
The prophecy of Emmanuel
是在以色列整个历史中最低潮的时候以赛亚告诉他们的
was at the low point of the history of Israel when Isaiah came.
但是耶稣诞生的时候祝棚节代表的是个圆月是个团圆
But when Christ came the symbol is a full moon it's a reunion union
因为耶稣基督来了
because Jesus has come
他在十字架上为我们的罪流出他的宝血
he shed his blood for us on the cross for our sins
他一手拉着我们
he hold us up
upholds 他一手拉着天父上帝
one handholding us up and another hand hold of the Father.
他的身体成为了桥梁
His body became a bridge.
所以整本圣经中没有桥这个字因为耶稣才是唯一的桥
The Bible does not have the word bridge, but Christ himself is the bridge.
正是因为有这个桥
Because of the bridge.
正是因为有耶稣基督的身体
Because of the body of Christ.
基督徒再也不怕月缺的时候了
Therefore, we do not need to worry about the moon when it's not the.
我们在主里每天都是月圆。
In Christ, in God, every day is a full moon.
而这个月圆的感觉
，the feeling of the full moon，
这个象征
，the symbol，
是在大的家庭里头。
Is in within the big family.
这个大的家庭现在就是教会。
This big family now is the church.
将来就是天家
In the future is heaven
所以我们一个个小的家庭融到一起变成个种类的大家庭
So every small family all combined become the big family
所以今天的经文才有意义
That makes it more meaningful of the scripture reading we have done today
这个幸福好像黑门的甘露降在锡安山上
It's like the blessing, the dews come down to earth.
在这里有神命定的福气。
It's God appointed blessings.
诗篇133篇。
Psalm 113.
是以色列人他们本来分属不同的家庭。
Israel, they belong, used to belong to different families.
他们在住棚节的时候
during the festival of the booth,
他们从四面八方去耶路撒冷。
They came from all directions to Jerusalem.
所以圣经中有诗篇中有十五篇上行诗。
Therefore, there are 15 poems in the psalm is the poems of ascent.
他们到耶路撒冷好像走一条上行之路。所以每一首诗后面底下都写了上行诗。
They are ascending to Jerusalem, therefore those are the psalms of ascent.
他们经过死荫的幽谷。
They have passed the shadow.
他们经过流泪谷。
They have passed the shadow of the valley of tears.
但是弟兄姐妹在那个时候都聚集在耶路撒冷，聚集在圣殿前面。
At that time, they all gathered together in Jerusalem.
所以这十五篇上行诗中。倒数第二篇就是我们今天读的这个133篇，看哪、弟兄姐妹和睦同居。然后到了134篇，大家就一起赞美神。
So you can see that this sequence of psalms culminated in the praise, exaltation of God.
此景本来只该天上有。
This
这个景色只本来只该天上有。
Scenery should only occur in heaven.
如今在人间。
But now it's on earth.
就是教会
，because it is manifested in the church.
大家放弃所有的事情
，we put down everything，
来到教会
，coming to church.
众人捧柴火焰高，众人捧柴火焰高。
Then we come together and we have this frame.
每个人献出一点爱的力量。
Everybody express your share of the love.
这个教会的新生开始了，新月开始了。
The moon, this is the beginning, a new moon.
我们多年的祷告今天看到了。
Many years of prayer is realized today.
所以我衷心的希望，在这个中秋月圆的时候
，I sincerely hope that during the Mid-Autumn Festival,
我们心里所想的
，our heart, our thoughts,
都是这个教会真正在主里的团圆。
Is the union of our church.
是每个人。都把这个教会当作自己的家。
Everyone regards the church as your family.
为这个中秋佳节，教会的中秋佳节，添上自己的力量。
Contribute your effort for this church.
上帝把得救的人天天加给我们。
God will add to those who are saved to this congregation.
如果是这样的话
，If this is the situation.
大家知道祝棚节最深层的含义是什么吗
？What is the deepest meaning of the festival of the booth？
不但是耶稣基督与我们同在
，Not just Christ with me。
不但是上帝通过上帝陪着我们走过死荫的幽谷
，Not only He accompanied us to the valley of death。
而且是最后一天，他们一共是这个整个祝棚节是七天，然后又加了一天，而最后一天他们所做的事情是什么呢
？What's thing they do the day after the festival.
他们把一切荣耀归给神，看到了荣耀。
They give all the glory to God.
我真的希望教会把一切荣耀归给神，因为我们看到了荣耀。
I hope we give all glory to God because we have seen His glory.
中秋节，祝棚节。
Mid-Autumn Festival, the Festival of the Booths.
从小家到大家
Single family to the big family.
再到天家
Until heaven.
这就是基督徒的一条上行之路
This is the Christian ascent.
大家手挽手在一起
Let's hold our hands.
在我们新牧师带领下
Under our new pastor.
在我们教会的堂口会带领下
Under the
在所有热心的教友的带领之下
All of our brothers and sisters.
到天家的时候
，until we are，
我们天天感受月圆
，we will celebrate the full.
在座的一个也不缺少
，hopefully not one is left out.
我们真的感觉到团圆
，we will really feel the.
那是天家的团圆
，that is the union.
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，
赞美神
，glory to God.
谢谢张弟兄的讲道啊。那下面我们请那个萧牧师来帮我们做那个同样的题目哈，萧牧师。
很高兴又回到 Fremont 教会。到这边有回家的感觉。我刚刚到湾区来的时候，2001年。
2001, when I first came to the Bay Area.
我们是7月1号到，然后9月11号，两座塔就倒下来了。
We arrived at July 1, and then by September, the two World Center buildings collapsed.
所以那时候，全国虽然东岸发生的事情，我们西岸仍然感受到那种紧张不安的气氛。
Even on the West Coast, we can feel the discomfort.
那段时间，刚刚来这边工作，美国政府把所有的签证，通通都暂时终止。
When I start working, because of this incident, all the immigration processing was stopped.
所以我们全家的工作突然之间不知道什么时候可以开始工作。
So we were in the state of uncertainty, do not know when we can start.
就是在那个情况之下，来到了 Fremont 教会。
Under the circumstances, we came to the Fremont Church.
人在困难当中一起同甘共苦过了。以后更不容易忘记。
We were here together, and we went through the difficulty together, and it made a very deep impression on us.
我这边看到两位退休的牧师，刘牧师，我们教会的赵牧师，还有吗？有豆雕吗？对不对？这两位。
Right now, we see two retired ministers, Pastor Liu and Pastor Zhang, Senior Zhang.
我在国内坐飞机的时候，在台湾也是，我到中国大陆也是，大部分的空服人员都是年轻的。
You know, when I take an airplane in China, most of these stewardess are young ladies.
我到了美国，又发现，怎么一上飞机就觉得这些都是比较年长的服务人员
？When you go on the American airline, usually they are more senior, mature.
我好年轻，年轻的到哪里去了呢
？Where the young people?
不过我应该反过来问，年长的到哪里去了
？We should ask where are the elderly?
这些人是长时期在一个航空公司工作，他们信任这个公司，所以他们年纪很大的时候还在这个公司里面。
They have put the faith in the company, so they achieve seniority.
同样，当我们今天人员月圆大团圆的时候，我们看到以前的老同工，证明了这个福音是长久的。
When we see the full moon and this topic of today's talk, we know that this is a long-term relationship.
那时候我们刚刚到。Fremont 来的时候 ，Fremont 在一个楼上小小的隔间聚会。
Yeah, at the time when we came, we were in an upstairs room, a very small room.
可是 Fremont 是很特别的一间教会。
Fremont is a very special church.
Fremont 是非常有感情的一间教会。
Full of feeling, love.
事实上，我在南湾工作，常常有南湾教会说，为什么 Fremont 教会一去人家感觉到他们那么关心人，那么有爱心。
Even my own church, when they come to Fremont, they say, "How come when we go there, we have this feeling of love?"
不好意思，我只好跟他们说，我们也不错。
So, in my own church ministry, I say, "Well, we are not any worse."
可是就是这种关心，让人感觉到非常的想要再来。
Make people feel that we want to come back.
那我在这边看过去，超多。所有的面孔都在过去的某时见过。
Many of the faces are familiar to me.
在不同的时间，你们来到了这个教会。
At different time point, you came to this church.
那我还记得有几位第一次，可能有时候去掉你，可是漏掉了，可是有几次第一次来到这个教会的时候的那个情景。
I can perceive a few of you who first time you came to this church.
这个教会真的是一个充满着关心，真的是关心你的教会。
This is a truth and concern about you.
我从罗长老那边，罗长老这边也得到一些启发。
I have some inspiration.
这些弟兄们来到教会里面，他就是关心他们，关心他们，直到有一天，他们自动的表示说：“我想要成为教会的一份子。”
well, our concern, people inspired to want to be part of the family.
哦，有一些人在教会一年两年没有什么反应，哎，陀长老也就继续的关心下去。
We'll continue to extend our concern until you have responded.
所以我在我的教会用同样的方法。
So I'm using the same method in my church.
而我也看到，真的在这种的耐心之下，上帝在工作。
In patience, God works with us.
那时候我们常常去，每隔一年就不每一年会去，年底会去 Lake Tahoe。
Yeah, we will go to actually Lonely Meadows.
Lonely Meadows, Lonely Meadows. Yes, the same place almost.
Yeah.
啊，这年轻人在一起享受很好的团契的时间，大人们的生活就围着他们。
The young people enjoy the fellowship there, and the adults join.
哇，这些年轻人很多现在都还在的 ，David.
Many of the young people still here today.
我第一次跟他们去的时候，所有的吃的都由他们负责。
When we first went, all the food service was provided by the young people.
这些年轻人轮流准备吃的东西给大人吃。你有想象过这种情形吗
？They rotate, they prepare food to serve everybody.
一开始先去 Costco 买东西，哇，买了装满了几个车子的东西，一群人就上去 Lonely Meadows.
We full pack our van with stuff from Costco.
那时候我们也发掘了几个非常杰出的驾驶员 ，Jim 是当中的一个。
And also, we find a few very able drivers.
这个高龄讲说 ，Jim 在路上只要有蟑螂过马路，他都可以看得到的。他开车的时候
，is very careful driver.
我记得有一次在那边有很开心的同乐会。
One time I remember we have a very interesting meeting.
哇，我的儿子、我的女儿，他们刚刚来湾区，第一次参加，好快乐，好快乐哦！
Our children first came to the Bay Area. They were very, very happy.
哇，他们真的觉得每一个人都是我的好朋友。
Find everybody was a friend.
我一直到今天，这种感觉都还在。这些年轻人现在长大了。
Until today, they grew.
大学、研究所了。
They are.
那时候都是小学生。
Some right now in graduate school, they still have their fellowship.
我记得那次回家的路上。
Remember the day when we returned home.
我的儿子就告诉我说：“爸爸，我长大以后想要像 David 一样。
”
我的女儿坐在旁边不甘寂寞，她说：“爸爸，我长大想要像 Christine 一样，罗长老的女儿。
”And his daughter said, "When I grow up, I want to be like Christine."
他们感受到这群年轻人真的是关心你，真的是爱你，真的是接受你。
They feel the acceptance, the fellowship of the group.
人缘、月缘、大团圆。
Our topic.
假如没有了爱，不可能有人缘、月缘、大团圆。
Without love, we cannot fulfill the implication of the topic.
我喜欢用约翰福音十三章的这段经文跟大家共勉。
John 13.
十三章三十四节。
你说成英文吧。
OK.我也是英文记一非常十三章三十四节，耶稣说：“我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。” A new command I give you: love one another.As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. 耶稣说做基督徒的商标就是爱。
The symbol of being a Christian is love.
一个教会有爱，这个教会就有生命。
If a church has love, the church will have life.
一个教会有爱，这个教会就有将来。
If a church has love, it has a future.
我很羡慕曹牧师，赵牧师，你有这一个这么有热情、这么有爱的教会。
We surely envy Pastor John. You have such a loving church.
我也相信我们的弟兄姐妹会继续的支持赵牧师在这边的工作。
We believe that Father Sister you will come in support of us.
我们最后的盼望是在天上，我们仍然可以人缘月圆大团圆。
I hope that our topic will be fulfilled in heaven.
愿上帝祝福每一位。
May God bless everyone.
那下面我们就请赵牧师来给我们讲最后一堂。赵牧师是同样的陶德纲。
最后一个比较吃亏。
I'm a very disadvantaged the last one.
该讲的都讲完了。
All that need to be said has been said.
我记得我小的时候最大的梦想就是快快长大。
My goal when I was young was I wanted to grow up quick.
快快长大可以离开我那顽固的爸爸。
So that I can leave my stubborn father.
和我很啰嗦的妈妈。
And my mother.
我不知道我们在座有多少人有同样的梦想。
Now, how many young people do you have the same feeling?
人在年少无知的时候，总是希望离家越远越好。
When you are young and innocent, you want to leave home as far as you can.
因为我们觉得说，离开家可能我们会更自由。
We feel that we have more freedom when we leave home.
离开家我们可能更容易去过我们想过的生活。
Leaving home, we can live what we, the way we want to live.
离开这群讨厌的人，我才可能有更可爱的朋友。
You leave those who I dislike, and have a better time.
所以有时候我们家两个女儿吵架的时候，你竟然可以听见说 "I hate you."
This is the way the kids when they are quarreling speak like.
然后慢慢长大。
As you grow,
我十几岁的时候就开始到外面去读书。
As a teenager, you studied away from home.
很兴奋。
Very excited.
但是呢，我父亲坚持要送我去。
My father insisted you send me.
我想说，哎呀，我那么大的人了，不会坐车吗
？I feel that I'm old enough. I can take the bus myself.
不会自己照顾自己。
Couldn't I take care of myself?
他坚持要送我去。
But he insisted.
我学校在闹市区，我们到了那边买了所有的生活用品之后，他要送我回学校。
On arrival, we purchased all the necessity, but he wanted to send me to school.
我们要经过一个地下通道。
We passed by a tunnel.
我一辈子只见我父亲哭过两次。
Twice only in my life saw my father shed his tears.
一次是我母亲生病的时候。
One time my mother was sick.
一次是送我去学校的时候。
And this time when he sent me to school.
就是那一次他送我回去，在地下通道里面，他就跟我讲了一段话。
He spoke to me under the tunnel.
因为我去读神学。
Because I went to study theology.
我以为他会很开心。
I thought he was very happy.
因为我走了他曾经走过的路。
Because I'm going the same way he had gone before.
他在地下通道里面，他跟我讲说，他说，孩子，对不起。
He said, my child, I'm very sorry.
他说，爸爸还是让你走上这条路。
Your dad led you to the same way I went.
他说我走了一辈子，我知道很辛苦。
My journey showed me that it's a difficult journey.
我也知道你也会很辛苦。
I knew that you're going to have a difficult journey ahead of you.
讲完他就走了。
After that, he left.
我这一辈子从来没有这样不舍得我父亲过。
I have never felt so uneasy of leaving my father.
我也从来没有像那一天那样希望他不要离开我。
Never before had I felt I did not want him to leave.
我突然发现说我到了一个地方，我有了我自己的自由，我开始走我自己的路，但是我离我所爱的人，我离爱我的人却越来越远。
I feel that now I come to a space of my own. But there's a distance between me and my loved ones.
然后妈妈会给我打电话。
Mom called me.
我妈给我打电话是很恐怖的一件事情。
It's a very scary thing when my mom called.
因为我爸打电话很简单。
My father calls very simple.
我打电话来说，哎，有没有钱用啊？
You have money.
我说还好。
Very good. It's okay.
还好就好好学习。
Oh, study hard.
就挂下来。
And then that's the end of it.
我妈打电话。你能想到的所有的话题他都会跟你讲。而且每个星期重复一次。所以他会告诉你说晚上被子要盖好啊。我十八岁了，你叫我晚上被子盖好。吃饭要多吃一点呢、啊。不要饿着自己啊。有一天他跟我讲，我冷汗都停出来。
哇，那天我身上还 came out with a cold sweat。
过马路要小心啊。
When you cross the street, be careful。
左看一下，右看一下。
Look to the right, to the left。
所以每一次他一打电话，没有半小时你放不下来。
It takes half an hour usually before you can stop the mom call。
所以有时候蛮抗拒的。
Sometimes I resist it。
我就怕他年纪越大越啰嗦。
I'm really afraid that the older students become more like this。
等到有一天，我要第一个学期我要回去，然后
return,
我那时候在杭州，然后我就问我妈妈，我说：“哎，我在杭州，杭州有很多的土特产呐，有很多的地方的特产。
”We study many local product。
然后我就问他说：“哎，这里有这个张小泉的剪刀。
”And also has some local products famous.
啊哈，剪刀。
Yeah, scissors.
那有这个王星记的扇子。
Some kind of fan.
哈哈哈哈哈。那有西湖的龙井。
Tea, 龙井 tea. 啊，
那你要我带什么回去给你？你们猜猜看他要什么？啊？剪刀，一刀两断。还有什么？他说：“哎，他说，你快回来就好了。不要王星记的扇子，我也不要张小泉的剪刀，我也不要西湖的龙井。”儿子，你快回来就好了。
I don't want any of those that you mentioned. Just come home quickly.
回来就好。
Just come home.
回来就团圆了。
And we can reunion.
小牧师说，有爱的人才会去盼望团圆。
Pastor Shell said, "With love, 什么？
叫爱。
有爱的人才会去盼望团圆。
Only those who have love will.Long for reunion.
你盼望你去跟你爱的人团圆，你爱的人过来跟你团圆，你不会说这个人很讨厌，我中秋过去跟他团圆。
You want to be in union with someone that you love, you like.
上帝爱我们胜过我们爱他，所以上帝盼望与我们团圆，胜过我们盼望与他团圆。
God loves us more than we.Of him. Therefore, his desire for union is stronger than ours.
上帝也经常对我们每一个人说：“孩子，你回来就好了。”
God often said, "Son, daughter, come back."
我不需要你任何的东西，我也不需要你任何的礼物。孩子，你回来就好。
I don't need anything from you, but come home.
如果你不愿意回去，上帝说：“好。”我来找你。
But you said if I don't want to go, I don't want to come. God said, "Okay, I'll come to you."
所以不是我们回去找神，是神从天上来找我们每一位。
It's not that we go and seek God, but that God came from heaven to look for us.
雅各书里面说：“看哪、啊，他穿山越岭而来。”
In the book, 雅各啊，
雅各
James, he.Go through all the mountain valleys, come to see us.
他为什么而来
？Why?
他为你，为我，为我们所有的人。
Because of you, because of me, because of all of us.
他来， 不计任何的代价。
He came without
price, any price.
Yeah, he came.
他愿意付任何的代价。
Without accounting cost.
甚至是他的生命。
Even his own beloved son.
只有一个愿望。
Only one desire.
与我们团圆。
To be with us in unity.
所以今天我们在庆祝这一个中秋佳节的时候，我们觉得这是非常非常美好的一个日子，我们可以一同来庆祝我们家庭的团圆。
So it's a wonderful thing for us to come here to celebrate the union of the family.
但是我们要知道说，我们今天这个教会的大的团圆，是因为耶稣基督爱我们，我们也爱这位主，所以我们才有这个大的家庭的团圆。
Just remember, the union of the big family is through the love of God in Christ.
上帝更希望我们每一位可以吸引更多的人回到神的面前。
God even desires more than we can bring more people together.
因为当我们带更多人来到神的面前的时候，我们可以让神有更大的家庭，我们可以一同来庆祝，我们可以一同欢喜，我们可以一同快乐。
If we bring more people together, we're going to have more people to unite and to serve in this big family.
让我们为神去成就这一个团圆。
Let us, for God's sake, accomplish this union.
让我们为上帝的家去吸引更多的浪子回到这个家庭当中。
For the sake of God's family, His home, let us attract more people to come. Together.
让我们可以让更多的人看到上帝的爱在我们中间。
Let's bring more people. Let them see that, see God's love within our family.
愿我们可以为上帝的名做更美好的见证。
May we be better witnesses to God's name.
愿明年我们可以有更大的家庭。
May next year we have a bigger family.
我们相信在神没有难成的事。
We believe in God. There's nothing that's not cannot be accomplished.
愿上帝祝福大家的话语。
May God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.